Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on the Wendy's Big Show. 5 o'clock, do it every single day. Reset the big topics, give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. Live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. If you want to drop us an email, we also still read your emails here on the Wendy's Big Show. Social media is great. Facebook and Twitter, 105.7FMTheFan on Twitter today. Use the hashtag BigShowTickets, all one. Who of a rival was still one player that was too good of a player, too good of a dude for you to cheer against? For me, it was Albert Pujols, and he's honored this weekend in St. Louis, probably most likely his last trip to St. Louis as a visitor in his entire career, as he spent more than 10 years and won a couple of championships with the St. Louis Cardinals. He'll have his number 5 retired by the St. Louis Cardinals, came as a visiting Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim and got a rousing ovation, and I loved every minute of it. I ate it all up. And for me, it was one dude that I just could not hate, even though he always murdered my baseball team. 414-799-1250. In the right lane today on Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Where do the Brewers need to be by the All-Star break for you? Where do you need the Brewers to be by the All-Star break? To feel good, to feel like they can still have everything and all their goals and dreams in front of them. Sparky, for me, I think they need to have Keston Hira available on the Major League roster. And I also believe they need Mike Moustakas to be at third base, locked and loaded, ready to go. I think Eric Thames needs to have had the keys to the car handed to him, unless Ryan Braun is going to help him over at first base every day. And then you're pretty much locked and loaded for a second-half run to make it to the playoffs.
That's your guy. Figured it out. Aguilar is your driver this weekend. He's not playing anyhow.
That could work. Jesus Aguilar could drive us for the bachelor party this weekend.
Got nothing else going on. He could drive you around.
Where do the Brewers need for you to be by the All-Star break?
Just within two or three games of the division lead. That's kind of all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a certain number of wins versus losses. I'm not looking to have to be in first place. Just be right there within a series shot, as I would like to say, of taking this division back over from the Cubs. You know, within three games, that's a series. You go in, you sweep them, you get in first place again. That's all I'm kind of looking for. You do not want to be 5, 6, 7 games out going into the All-Star break and just absolutely falling apart. You're half game out, so you'd have to completely fall apart over the next 2 weeks in order to screw this up, which hopefully does not happen. So, I think that's all it is for me. I haven't liked a lot of what they've done move-wise in the last 24 to 48 hours, but that doesn't matter. As long as you're within 2-3 games of first, I'm fine.
The Brewers earlier this weekend, the moves that Sparky alluding to there, Corbin Burnes gets sent down to the minor leagues to AAA, where the Brewers announced that he is not necessarily going to get back into his starting role. He will be working in short spurts, as that's where Craig Counsell thinks that he will be able to help the team here in the big leagues. Could be in the beginning of the game, could be late in the game, but will be a short burst for Corbin Burnes. And Jimmy Nelson being sent to the bullpen, he will not make his next start. It'll be Adrian Hauser making the start on Wednesday for the Crew. In the center lane, is it time to move Ryan Braun to first base? Sparky, I've liked the idea of Ryan Braun at first base. Last year they teased it that he would get a little bit of playing time over there at first base. Yasmani Grandal has seemingly gotten those de facto extra days where you want to make sure somebody that's swinging a hot bat is in the lineup, and he'll go over there and play first base. But I don't think Eric Thames is getting his decent run that I think he deserves at this point. Through 160 at-bats, he's got 10 homers, 31 driven in, almost a .260 average, and an on-base near .380.
Eric Thames is a guy that you can trade at the deadline as a piece.
He can be on your team and help you
go to
the playoffs.
You said he's an expiring contract.
Yeah, but he can help you go to the playoffs.
Right.
Not somebody else.
So you can package Thames with one of your other young prospects or two, maybe to help you get a starting pitcher here at the deadline. Maybe that is an option for you. Travis Shaw has zero value, and Jesus Aguilar has zero value. They had value previously, but Travis Shaw has ruined his value, and Aguilar has ruined what was apparently a magical year last year, this year at this point. And it sucks because it's killing the Brewers right now because neither one of those two have value. The only one that does is Thames. And I could be wrong on this, but maybe part of the reason they're not playing every day is because they don't want to trash his value and make him a viable trade chip here at the deadline. So they continue to play him in spurts the way they are. Then you're still hoping that Shaw or Aguilar get going. But at the same point, you're maintaining his value in order to be able to move him maybe at the deadline. Because we all know he's a one-trick pony, like Aguilar. They can only play first. They try to play him in the outfield. Not very good.
Yeah, it's not good down the outfield.
So he's going to have to stay at first base. Shaw can play first, second, third. So he's got more assets to you as far as being a utility player if you decide to keep him long-term.
But Thames, his on-base percentage is one of the top on-base percentages in the team.
Yep.
He has an on-base almost 75 points higher than Lorenzo Cain.
So why aren't they playing him more?
Because he hasn't gotten a chance to do it, which
why?
I don't get.
I just explained it to you.
I don't get it.
I'm telling you, I think that's part of possibly what's going on here. They don't want to ruin his trade value, so they're playing him in spots where they think he can be successful, and then come time trade deadline, maybe they can package him with something else to do something different.
That's sad, because he's in a contract year. He could be dominating for your team right now, if given the opportunity. I don't know, dominating, but .260, hitting that kind of power and getting on base at that clip. That's as dominating as you have in the lineup right now. And in the left lane today, if Brook Lopez and Boogie Cousins are going to come at near the same price, we're expecting Brook Lopez, 3-4-year deal, Sparky, if to come back to the Milwaukee Bucks, and all indications from John Horst and Brook Lopez's camp is that he wants to be a Milwaukee Buck. Boogie Cousins, haven't heard anything as to where he's going to go in free agency. Played on a 1-year deal last year, didn't get to really play much and showcase what he can do. He probably believes he's close to a max-level player. So if you can get him for a 1-year, $12, $13 million deal where he can play and prove his worth to the rest of the league, are you willing to do that if it's the same number as Brook Lopez, albeit Brook Lopez for a couple more years inside that locker room?
I think it's tough. It's tough because odds are you're not going to be able to resign Cousins after 1 year if he does do a 1-year deal. Lopez will already be then locked up somewhere else, and then you're screwed at the center position again. So signing Lopez to a long-term deal is fine, provided you don't expect him to shoot the three ball necessarily as well as he did this year. If you go under that assumption of, look, I just want him to block shots, shoot kind of close to what he did this year from three-point range, I think then it's okay. But if you go into this expecting him to shoot as well as he shot from three this year or better because of the amount of money you're paying him, I think you're probably setting yourself up for failure. I'm not quite sure he can shoot better than what he shot this year from three, number one. Number two is the chemistry aspect of things. We know he fits into this locker room. We know they like him. We know he likes them. He fits in perfectly. With Boogie Cousins, you simply do not know what you're getting. Yes, he played well and played nice with a team that was in the middle of a dynasty and winning championships, and they all knew how to win. He had to just kind of find his role in play. Here, they're still trying to figure out how to win in the playoffs, still trying to figure out how to win their first title, and he has to be a piece of that. And then you put him being the second most talented player on this roster upon signing, because he's more talented than Chris Middleton. Now he becomes possibly your number two option. Middleton as a max player or slightly less than max player is your third option.
Seems to where everybody believes Chris Middleton is going should be at would be the third offensive option.
Not that much money.
No, but theoretically in the rank of one, two,
right,
and three.
Correct.
That's where it would be.
Yeah, talent-wise, he would definitely be third behind Cousins and Giannis.
And in the return lane, if you have any suggestions of what somebody doing a bachelor party in Racine would do, please let us know. 414-799-1250.
Maybe Tosh needs your
help. As I desperately need your help, I should have been entrusted more with the duties of planning the bachelor party than I was, I believe.
Is everybody else older than you?
By like maybe a year.
Oh, so it's pretty much similar.
Yeah, no, we're all in the same level, statusphere, I
right.
guess you would
so
say.
It's not that you're the youngest guy, they don't trust your immature butt to put something together. They just don't trust you.
Trust on the maturity level could have something to do with it. Yes, these guys do know me very well and understand where my level of maturity does rank, probably.
Compared to everybody
rank
else.
Rank and file line, yeah, as most other ones are married or getting married, and then I'm just chilling there, hanging out. Let's go to Brian in Wauwatosa. Brian, pick a lane.
I'm going on the return lane, so we got a, I got a good idea for you for this driver situation. So what you should do is find yourself a rental car that'll hold, you know, well, you got five guys plus a driver. Drive that rental car to your hotel. Have a driver that usually does, like Lyft or Uber, one of your listeners, like myself, come on down and jump in and drive that car around. They can drive you wherever you want to go throughout the entire night. When you're done with the night, drive right back to the hotel. Then that car is sitting there ready for you guys to all jump in that car and drive down to the race the next day.
Makes sense
that
to me.
That is probably the best way to do it. Brian, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem.
That's probably a good idea.
The rental car aspect is good.
But the rental car is going to cost some money, isn't it?
And if you get it messed up, you're going to pay.
So nobody can lose their cookies?
Better not do anything. I'm just saying. And then the other aspect of that whole deal is, depending on insurance or whatever else, you better hope there's no big storms with hail involved, because that also will cost you a ton of money, depending on... Because if you're all... How old are you?
It's like all the incidentals that, because like, if, I definitely didn't
Because
think
if
of.
You're all under 25, you're not going to be able to rent a car.
Yeah, that's the issue that I have when we go to Arizona.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to rent a car. But you said they're all a year older than you.
Yes, so there will be people that are older than me that could rent the car theoretically.
Could rent the car theoretically. It will cost you... But you could do that. That's another way of doing it.
That's also another good way of doing it. We'd have the space. We'd have the ability to tailgate. We'd have the car to do it with. Yeah, that's a good way. 414-799-1250. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sparky and Bill Baby Tao Schmidt hanging out with you till 6 o'clock on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well. Anthony Mandela producing the program as he does each and every day here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Trade going on in the NBA today. Kent Bazemore sent from the Atlanta Hawks to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for Evan Turner. Also, other news if you're just getting into your car now, Jason Vargas and Mickey Callaway. Both of the New York Mets, Mickey Callaway, the manager of the New York Mets. I thought the media member that he was yelling at this weekend was actually Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in disguise down at Wrigley Field. Instead, it was a man named Tim, as Seth Everett gave us the lowdown on. Mickey Callaway yells at him, then Jason Vargas tells him to get the Pharrell out of here and lunges towards him. Both have been fined, not suspended, for their acts in the altercation in the clubhouse yesterday down at Wrigley Field.
I would have fired Callaway and cut Vargas. That would have been the end of that.
I definitely would have fired Mickey Callaway. I wouldn't have needed that altercation to fire Mickey Callaway if
just,
I'm a Mets owner.
You just redid his coaching staff with an 80-year-old pitching coach last week, and you brought Ricky Bonus in to be the bullpen coach. I'm sorry. For me, he's done. I mean, everybody's saying the Wilpon family and him have to have something going on here that nobody knows about. That's how he still has his job. And maybe that is how he still has his job. I have no clue. But that right there, and then to make fun of it and reference Billy Martin punched a reporter one time, mm-hmm. and, you know, pretty much, I didn't do that. Ha, 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 ha. I don't know,
there
man.
There was a complete lack of disrespect and disregard for what the situation was and how serious the situation was, I think, by the New York Mets, which was... I mean, obviously, as embarrassing as being a Mets fan in general.
Right. Yeah.
Like, being a Mets fan is awful. And now you have a manager that can't manage, and also a pitcher that's going to go fight a reporter. And your arch rival, the Philadelphia Phillies, well, they're in the same boat as Gabe Kapler, former Brewer, just got the, albeit, vote of confidence today.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting fired, even though we've lost 9 of 10 and can't score outside of Bryce Harper finally hitting the baseball.
Yep.
Always fun.
They love Bryce Harper, or they love Gabe Kapler, though. I mean, that's just kind of the deal there. And if your GM loves him and he's going to fight for you with the owner or with the general manager, you're going to keep your job longer.
414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane in the right lane. Where do you need the Brewers to be by the All-Star break? In the center lane, is it time to move Ryan Braun over to first base full-time for the crew? And in the left lane, if Brooke Lopez and Boogie Cousins are at the same price, they come to the Milwaukee Bucks at the same price, who would you rather have? 414-799-1250. To the Eric Thames-Ryan Braun debate, Sparky, and I stick to this because I believe Eric Thames is in a situation where he can take over and do similar to what Jesus Aguilar did last year, albeit not the MVP caliber numbers that Jesus Aguilar put up for a half a season last year. But to Craig Counsell's philosophy of being better teammates and giving all opportunities, and we talk about giving veterans more opportunities that Craig Counsell seems to give you, a la Travis Shaw. Are you surprised that Craig hasn't given Thames that run at first base to try to win the job yet?
Not really, just because I'm going to keep saying what I've been saying, which is I think they're trying not to ruin his value for the trade deadline. I think that's kind of part of it, because it's hard to argue against you or anybody else on Twitter that's saying Thames should be playing every day based on how he's doing. It's just you have no other argument other than to say, look, we're picking and choosing our spots for him to be successful, and when he is successful, we're good long-term to trade him maybe at the deadline. Our other options, Aguilar and Shaw, have no trade value whatsoever. So we're stuck with them. We don't want to cut either one because we don't think either one is necessarily this bad long-term. And we have them under contract for a couple more years. So we're not willing to give up on them. We can't trade them because they have no value, like I just said. So the only option would be to put Thames with somebody else, trade him, and then you have the option of Aguilar, Shaw, Braun at first base after the All-Star break or after the deadline, with Keston Hira playing at second base.
Keston Hira is going to be with the big league club come the All-Star break, right? Like, if we're talking about where do you need the Brewers to be by the All-Star break, where do you need Keston Hira to be, right, and inserted into the lineup at second base? That happens by the All-Star break, right?
I'm not convinced that's going to happen, no.
You were stunned that he got sent down.
It'll happen for sure by August 1st. For sure by August 1st. I feel confident about that. Yeah.
By August 1st. Okay. By the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So you're saying unbelievable. Greg is in Milwaukee. Greg, pick a lane. Greg, pick a lane. That's not Greg. 414-799-1250. And when you look at also, Sparky, for the crew with the Keston Hira conversation, do you believe Craig Counsell and David Stearns can be swayed by performance going on right now? Because if they've been keeping tabs on Keston Hira, it would appear that Keston Hira would be at the major league level because of what he's done in the last couple of days. Back-to-back games with a home run, one of those being a grand slam.
Just doesn't matter. It just does not matter what he's doing at AAA, folks. I think everybody should understand this. It doesn't matter if he's hit a homer in 10 straight games at this point. It does not matter. All that matters to them right now is figuring out how not to lose Travis Shaw, how not to lose Jesus Aguilar, how not to lose Eric Thames for nothing. They want to keep all of them without giving them up and not getting anything in return. That is more important to them than winning baseball games with Keston Hira at second base. Plain and simple. I don't know how any other way to put this. And you can tell me all you want, Brewers, about it. It's about depth. Listen, if your depth is considered bodies that can't do their job, then you've got tons of it. If that's what you consider depth. Because then every team in baseball has depth. Want to know why? Because they employ people that are backups. They employ people at AAA. They employ people at AA, single A, high A, low A, rookie ball. Guess what? Every organization has depth. You have no depth in your bullpen. You have no depth in your starting rotation. And you have no depth at first base. Facts. That's what it is. Because in my opinion, depth is when you have a good player at one position and you have one or two guys at least that are just as good as a guy in front of them or just barely below that can come up and replace that guy if that guy gets hurt. You have none of that right now.
Yeah, that's what depth is theoretically supposed to be.
That's what you think too?
Yeah, no, I would agree with you in that sense.
Okay, good.
But that's what the Brewers had last year, and I understand why they would want to rely on that depth, because they did have dudes stacked up in the bullpen where they felt like if somebody in the ninth inning, if it couldn't be Corey today, well, it can be JJ, and that's just as good a depth for that situation as you do. But you lost Corey Knebel, and Jeremy Jeffers hasn't been the same if you're talking about the bullpen. Your starting rotation still hasn't found a way to recover from Jimmy Nelson being lost in 2017 to where he's at now. You still haven't been able to bounce back after Yelisha Seen has struggled all year long. And you took three lottery tickets, and only one of them really panned out in Brandon Woodruff. And you didn't flank yourself with Corbin Burns or Freddie Peralta with veterans in that situation. You had to go bail yourself out with Gio Gonzalez early on. And that's where I think my belief that if you are in striking distance, a half game out of first place is all striking distance. I mean, you are right there, neck and neck with the Chicago Cubs, who will do battle with the second-best team in the National League, the Atlanta Braves, for the next four games, that this team will make the necessary move at the All-Star break or at the trade deadline to add the starting pitching, because they know that they need it, because they know they screwed up and failed by counting on three young players, three dudes that have never been full-time starters in the rotation to start the year.
I realized during this show that I don't think they can do enough to go to a World Series.
That's so sad.
I don't think they need at least two starters, and they need at least two relievers. And I just don't think they can get all that done at the trade deadline. I don't think any team is going to get that done at the trade deadline. I just don't think you can get enough to compete with the LA Dodgers before this is all said and done. I think you can get a starter and a reliever, and that's good enough to compete for the division. Sure. Definitely for a wild card, but is it good enough to beat them in a seven-game series with as good as they're playing right now? Again, things can change, right? Guys can get hurt in L.A. for the Dodgers. Bellinger could get hurt.
Ryu could come back down to earth and not be the best pitcher in the league.
So things can change in the second half. You could get white hot. All of a sudden, guys could get back to playing like you want them to play. Things could change. But as of right now, today, June 24th, I just don't think you can acquire enough talent to try and play with them this year. I just don't, because you have guys that were playing well last year that aren't even close to what they were last year right now.
Yeah, and man, if they can...
Burns is just killing you.
You were just one game away, and there's a topic for the other side of the break with Corbin Burns. You said they need at least two starters and at least two relievers to be able to win the World Series, or get to the World Series.
To get to the World Series to beat the Dodgers. Yes.
Two of those might be in your farm system.
Go over the starting five again that you set after the All-Star break.
Okay, here we go.
You can't even do it with a straight face.
Brandon Woodruff.
That's all. That's all they got. Stop.
Chase Anderson.
Nope.
Gio Gonzalez, who will be back by the All-Star game.
Not good enough.
Yelisha Seen, who was your horse last year.
Well, that's
third most innings in all of baseball.
He's like a dog and right now.
Zach Davies. Just over a 3 ERA.
He went from a horse to a dog in a matter of a year. That's what he's went from, Chassin. There is no chance. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. Now, again, if all those guys flip the switch, fine. Right now, you have Woodruff. Okay? Now, you need two other guys behind him for a 7-game series that can compete in the playoffs. You have one guy right now. Your bullpen? Let's see what you have in the bullpen. You have Junior Guerra, Josh Hader. And most of the time, Jeremy Jeffers.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, you had Adrian Hauser. And
No. He's in there.
Now he's gone. No. Yeah. Right. Matt Albers.
Yeah, Matt Albers has been well this year.
Been decent.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll give you four guys. Five.
Alex Wilson is pitching really well down in AAA. I think he deserves another shot.
Oh, he'll get one. Don't you worry.
Yep.
There's going to keep rotating
on. He needs one. Jimmy Nelson out in the bullpen.
No faith in that whatsoever.
Once he gets himself out of the long man role and into a regular role in the bullpen, I think he can do it for you.
Should have sucked it up and went to AAA. That's what he should have done.
That's a conversation we have to have tomorrow.
And
I want
Burns
the two former athletes in here for that conversation.
And Burns should be starting in AAA and pitching 6 or 7 innings, not pitching like he's in the bullpen and starting for 2 or 3 innings. That's dumb, too. You need starters. Relievers are much easier to figure out at the deadline than a starter is. If you can get Burns and Nelson figured out at the AAA level and get them back to being starters the way you hoped and wanted, that'll be a lot easier to slot back into the rotation at the end of July than it is doing it the way they're doing it, which is all kinds of screwed up.
414-799-1250 Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane continues on the Wendy's Big Show. Seven FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wendy's Big Show here at 414-799-1250 live at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. Sparky, when you look at the LA Dodgers, do you just hate that team? It appears
Not
that they
all.
Just continually bring up dudes like Alex Verdugo, and then this kid Will Smith, who hits the walk-off homer yesterday.
Yep.
They just seem to be like now the modern-day Cardinals, where like every year you're like, okay, finally, they'll regress. They won't play for the right to go to the World Series this year. And then this year, they're as good, if not better, than they were the last 4 years.
And this is what Stearns wants. Stearns wants to be the Cardinals. Stearns wants to be, as you put it, the Dodgers, except he can't do it with the Dodgers' payroll, obviously. But that's what he wants. He wants to have that farm system churning where every couple of years you're getting another wave of prospects that's coming up. Maybe not every year, but maybe every couple of years you're being able to put two, three guys into your lineup that are playing a minimum salary where you don't have to spend a bunch of money, or into the rotation where you don't have to spend a bunch of money. That's the goal. Now, can they get to that point? I don't know. But I think that's the hope of that's where they want to be at. And when you're a market this size, you have to be at that point, right? You can't afford to have a $250 million payroll or $225 million payroll. You barely can afford to have a $124 million payroll, which is still $100-some-odd million behind said Dodgers or Red Sox or Yankees. Your farm system has to be what generates it, which puts you in a difficult position when it comes time in a year where you're probably not good enough to go to a World Series. When you get to the trade deadline, am I going to go waste prospects and trade them away for a chance to win a division and get smoked in the postseason possibly by a loaded Dodgers team? Or am I going to say, I'll make a minor trade, but I'm not going for it on said year because I don't think I have enough to win a World Series? Or as an organization, is it just about making the playoffs and not about getting to the World Series, and we're going to do whatever we can on a given year just to get to the playoffs and then see what happens? For me, I don't think you're in a position personally to go for it just to make the playoffs and trade away a ton of prospects in your farm system. I think for me, it's if I feel we've got a shot to win the damn NL and a legitimate shot, then okay, I'll trade a bunch of guys. If I don't feel that we have that shot, but yeah, we could be a wild card, maybe we'll win the division. But after that, I don't know if we can beat the Dodgers. In fact, I'm pretty sure we can because we don't have the talent that matches up with them, especially on the pitching side. Then I'm probably not doing it. I'm not going to be as aggressive. I'll go get a reliever and help out console.
But won't go and try to find a way to make Zach Greinke work.
Or Bumgarner or whatever. Just not going to go to that length, because if I go to Madison Bumgarner and I go, okay, I got Bumgarner. Now, how many pieces away am I from the Dodgers? Oh, still three or four? Well, what good did that do me then? I mean, that's where I'm at on this whole deal. And I'd love to have Greinke, and I'm okay with Bumgarner if that's what happens. But I just... After today, doing today's show and kind of going through all the scenarios and how talent matches up and what this rotation looks like now, and yeah, I just don't think they've got enough to win a World Series. They got enough to be a wild card or maybe win this division with another trade or two, but not enough probably to win a World Series or get to a World Series.
414-799-1250. Tyler's in Shorewood. Tyler, pick a lane, man.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. I kind of agree with everything you just said there, to be honest with you. I think for my aspect of things, if we can get to the playoffs, ride it out. I think Jesus Aguilar is the only guy on this team that I would be willing to part ways with, just because Eric Thames is going to be your everyday first baseman. And he's going to be there. You have the option with Shaw, and then you have Hira. I think if you can get a starter, bottom of the line starter, mid-rotation guy, that would be the best case scenario. And just like you guys kind of said, there's not a way that everybody on this team is going to consistently play as bad as they have been over this last 10 game stretch. So if you can find a way to sneak into the postseason and just see what happens, I think at some point this year everybody on this team who's been playing poorly is going to come around. You saw it last season, and I think the only logical thing to do is trade Aguilar and see, you know, if you can get one rotation guy or one starter, awesome. And just ride it out, you know. Why do we have to go for it all this year? I would rather see continuous success and continuous playoff push for the next 4 or 5 years rather than trade away the farm for one season of maybe competing with the Dodgers to go to a World Series.
Right. Yep. Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call. See, that's... You're not going to get anything for Aguilar.
No, you're not.
I just don't think
he came here for free because the team couldn't get anything for him.
Well, right, but that, and he couldn't get himself onto the major league roster because he was blocked at first base. That was part of the reason. Mm-hmm. So he had no no chance of establishing a track record at the major league level. Now he has an all-star year campaign underneath him. If they were going to trade him, that should have been done in the offseason. If you thought that this was a flash in the pan, he's not going to do it again, then you move him. Clearly, they must have been in my camp, which is, this dude could be a stud for a long time. Like, this, he's going to be a stud. Like, we stole one from the Indians, and now you come back this year, and you look at it and go, well, maybe that was lightning in a bottle, and we were wrong. And I love me some Jesus Aguilar, but it just does not look like he's the same player as he was last year.
And it doesn't appear that if continuing like this, that he would find himself another contract with the Brewers or elsewhere.
No, he'll get another contract for sure because he has an all-star year.
Like an Eric Thames contract, 3 years, $15
million? I don't know. But, I mean, he's got an all-star year on his track record. Somebody's going to get control over him.
And about a .215 average since.
Somebody's got a control over him. I mean, you get some bad baseball team that doesn't have a lot at first base in the farm system or does, but it's a couple of years away, and you're looking for a replacement and to appease your fans, and you're talking about, yeah, guy's struggling, but we think we can help fix him and get him back to that all-star level where he was in the home run derby. I think he might have a year left where somebody can, you know, show some faith in him and say, look, dude, no pressure. Our guy's 2-3 years away. So you're here. Let's see what you can do and go from there. And if, you know, you get to get in the ball really well, you get to free agency and cash in.
Sparky, I'm sorry I've robbed you here. We've been together for almost a full 4 hours, and I haven't let you get out your USA women's soccer team thoughts. So next, can we talk about the U.S. women's soccer team?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, because a big matchup coming up as the U.S. women continue, and I feel really old right now as I just read some Zach Greinke stuff. That comes up next, Monday's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao, Schmidt, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you till 6 o'clock here at 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Sparky, I'm starting to feel old. Zach Greinke has really been in the major leagues for 16 years? Where the heck have I been?
You've been alive the whole time. You're not that old.
16 years?
Yeah. Came up with the Royals.
And he still hasn't. ERA under 3 this season.
Mm-hmm.
Topic of trade talks for the Arizona Diamondbacks is their season has gone completely haywire out there in Arizona. That would be a deal where the Brewers would have to take on a bunch of money, but I also got to imagine they would have to pony up a bunch as well.
I mean, unless it's going somewhere that has unlimited money, I don't see how they can't take on a bunch of money. Now, how much money they're going to have to take on, I have no idea, but I would assume. I mean, I'd have to look and see how much more Zach Greinke has on his deal at this point. That's going to be the biggest thing is how many more years left do you have Greinke at and how much? You got the contract up there.
He's not a free agent until the year of 2022. He has $34 million due this year, $35 million due each of the next 2 years as a payroll salary for Zach Greinke. That's a huge number for a dude that would be 37 at the end of that
contract. So what's the average payroll, average salary next year and the year after?
$35 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get that down to, say, $20 million a year and they pay $30 million remaining of the next 2 years, sure.
Because then you're really only biting the bullet for having two guys on $20 million contracts, Braun and Greinke, for 2020.
Or you trade Braun to them. Yeah, maybe you trade Braun to them, to Arizona. But he's got a no-trade clause.
Don't you feel like you're doing the Rapinas baseball postgame show back in 2013 here? Talking about a Braun for Greinke deal?
A little bit. Little bit.
Zach Greinke in the midst of a huge year, though. He has only had 1 year where his ERA was over 4. He could really help this Brewers team. That could be where they need. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Our thanks to Anthony Mandela and intern AmFam. On the other side, great work, guys. Thanks to Seth Everett for joining us. If you missed that interview, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Click on Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We're back tomorrow. So are Leroy. So is Gary. Wendy's Big Show back at full strength tomorrow.
Good soccer talk.
Good soccer talk, right?
Thanks for letting me tie with the Women's Cup. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Toodles. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.